This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. 5-Minute University continues. At the beginning of hour number one, before Dr. Sergey connected, I was teaching you about trailers. And something that I found is very, very disturbing. So, here it goes. Over the weekend, our son was using the 18-foot car hauler trailer, and he was picking up a vehicle and moving it from one location to another. So this trailer is 16 feet long, plus it has a dovetail which slopes downward for the last 2 feet. So it's flat across the trailer, all except for the last 2 feet, which slopes downward, and there are ramps that pull out of a compartment underneath the trailer that you attach to the back, and it makes a long ramp that you can drive a vehicle right up onto the trailer and then lash the vehicle down. Works really well. Well, the trailer itself is a steel-framed trailer with a ladder construction, like a ladder that you would climb onto the roof with. So it has these two heavy pieces of iron that run from the front to the back. And then across from the left side to the right side, there would be the rungs of the ladder, which is made out of angle iron. And the idea is the boards, the decking of the 16-foot part of the trailer is supported by the angle irons that run from one side of the trailer to the other, which are welded to the main frame that runs front to back. That's a great design. It's been around for well over 100 years. Automobiles use that type of frame style for trucks. They used to actually use it for cars as well. The interesting thing about this particular trailer is it's 5 years old, 2018 model, and our son was driving it, pulling a car on it or a vehicle on it at night, and the lights went out on the trailer. They failed. And so he pulled over to find out what was going on, and the wiring harness melted. The insulation melted off the wires inside the flexible covering that ran from the trailer to the trailer hitch on the truck he was using to pull the trailer. It literally melted, and it was smoking. And the wires were just one lump of copper wires with the insulation burned off. And what happened was really interesting, and we didn't find out exactly what happened until he brought the trailer home. So what do you do? What do you do if you have a vehicle on a trailer, and you're towing it, and the trailer lights go out at night? What do you do? Well, what he did was he turned on the flashers on the vehicle that was being pulled on the trailer. So he had the emergency flashers, you know, flashing to warn vehicles that might be near him that they ought to pay attention to what's going on because his trailer didn't have any lights. Now, did he check the trailer wiring before he left? Absolutely. Who wired the trailer to make it better? I did. And the wiring connections were soldered, and that's where the failure was. But that wasn't the cause. That's where it all melted, where I put the wires together with solder. Because I don't think these quick connect butt splices are a viable long-term solution because corrosion ends gets in them and they fail. So I solder them and then I use heat shrink tubing and make a really secure connection. The way this trailer was wired is the wires are from the connector that you attach to your truck. Travel along the frame of the trailer from the front toward the back. And this particular trailer manufacturing company used washers, flat washers, welded such that you could feed wire through the hole in the washer. So the washer became the support welded to the frame of the trailer, and every couple of feet there was another washer, and the wires were threaded from the front toward the back, about halfway back. And then, right at the point of the axle, two axles on this trailer, the wires went under the boards, and so the wires got pinched by the boards that were screwed to the frame cross members of the trailer. And the weight of the vehicle that was on this car hauler squashed the insulation and caused the wiring to short out on the lights. But there was long enough wire such that it turned the wire into a toaster element. And it got hotter and hotter and hotter. It didn't burn out the fuse because there was enough copper wire to act like a heating element. And it literally burned off the insulation on the wires. And then melted the wires together, then shorted the wires, and that blew the fuse. So I took this thing apart, and I couldn't believe that the wiring was hidden under the boards. And the boards were supported by the angle iron cross members. So it was doomed to failure. Now, if you never put any weight on this trailer, it'd probably be fine for a long time. But if you use the trailer as a car hauler, which is what it was sold for, it was absolutely doomed to failure. So what did we do to fix it? Well, we took the wire out, all of it, and we welded washers every 18 inches or 12 inches, depending on the location, to support the wire from the front of the trailer all the way to the back, where the wires would not succumb to the pressure of being squashed by the load on the trailer. So we ran the wires along the inside of the heavy frame of the right side and the left side of the trailer. That fixed the wiring for the lights. Took me all day to do it, because I did it right. But there's another part. And the wiring, the way they wired the electric brakes, the insulation to the electric brakes also failed because of the wire riding under the boards of the trailer. Now, but it didn't completely fail. It only partially failed. So let's say of all the strands of wire that powered the electric brakes, one third of them were left. So two thirds of the actual wire conductors, the stranded wire, were broken and not connected. One third was left. So that means only one third of the current that would be necessary to apply the electric brakes was available, which explains why the electric brakes started to fade and fade and get less and less and less effective. Now, my question to you is, do you think that that trailer is the only one on the road that's like that? So that's a 2018 model trailer with two 3,500-pound axles. Now, we've got another one that's about the same length, and it was made by a company called Hudson Brothers in the East Coast. That one, those guys made a much heavier trailer. Much heavier. And the axles are heavier. And the wiring has never failed. Never. Now, it was built in 1989. And it never failed because when they constructed that trailer, they put the wires into a semi-flexible plastic tubing. And they ran that plastic tubing wherever the wires needed to go, from the front to the back. It's never been taken out by road salt. It's never been damaged by rocks or rough terrain or vibration. But it costs more to do it that way. So now what's happening is there's this massive push toward cheaper, cheaper, cheaper. And cheaper means cutting corners. Cutting corners means things like hiding the fact that the wire that supports your lights and brakes is going to fail because of the careless, reckless design of the trailer manufacturing company. Or maybe it was designed properly, and the people who actually do the assembly were told by the boss, hey, knock it off. We don't need to weld all those washers on as supports for the wiring. We'll just put it under the decking. Nobody will see it. It'll be fine. It'll be all right. And it's not all right. Can you imagine this? So imagine if our son was not a good driver. Imagine if he went to step on the brakes and he found out that they didn't work. Or they only partially worked. Or a guy coming up speeding with his vehicle at night didn't see that the lights on the trailer just failed. So why did the boards accelerate the wear of this? Because the Chinese screws, of which there are two per board, for a 16-foot board, the two screws per board broke. And the 2x6 pressure-treated decking vibrated up and down because insufficient screws were used to hold down the board decking of the trailer. So now what do we have? We've got cheap wood screws that are self-tapping into metal, or I should say cheap self-tapping metal screws. Insufficient quantity of screws to hold down the boards, because everybody else uses like 6 or 8 screws per board. These guys only use 2. The design of the wiring or the implementation of the wiring plan to put the wires under the board, it is a recipe for disaster. It really is. So, we bought the trailer used, and we know the guy who originally owned it. And they sold it to him with these fancy wheels. Fancy's a relative term. They're just steel-painted wheels. They're not really aluminum style wheels. They have holes in them, you know, to let air through. Circles. And the paint is peeling off these wheels. When did it peel off? When I pressure washed the wheels. I took a pressure washer to just blast off the grime, and it blasted off the paint. Why? Because the step that's required to make the finish coat paint adhere to the wheels was omitted. That would be the primer coat. So the wheels were never primed in China. The finish coat is the only coat of paint, and it flakes right off the wheels in big sheets. Cheap wheels, cheap screws, cheap wire, poor design. I think there are trailers like this all over the road, and the new ones are way worse than the older designs.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877- 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
There's been a lot of talk about these 15-minute cities, as if it's a new concept. Well, it's not a new concept. There have been 15-minute cities or something like that for a very long time. If you look at New York City, people could go to, and I'm talking about in around 1900, 1910, 1920, people could go to work, they could walk to work, they could live in an apartment. So the factory was within walking distance. The apartment was within walking distance. The supermarket or the food store was within walking distance. So was the shoemaker and the appliance repair guy and all of that. So that was the concept. And now it's being touted as if this is something really, really revolutionary. Well, it's not. It's not. But I wanted to share with you some of my thoughts. And please don't believe anything I say. Do your own research, make up your own mind. So the idea is that the shops and the healthcare facilities, the parks, would all be within a 15-minute radius by walking or bicycle. No cars. No cars allowed. And this is supposed to be a great idea, and it will prevent urban sprawl, you know, taking over the entire country. So the question, and there'd be less pollution because cars wouldn't be allowed. So you just get the sweat of people riding bicycles, you know, polluting the air, right? It would have everything that you could possibly want, according to the people who are planning these things and marketing them. You'd have Wi-Fi everywhere. You just take that phone and you could be connected everywhere. within 15 minutes of walking her. 4G, 5G streetlights lit up day and night. You'd have the security of knowing that you're being surveilled all the time everywhere you go. And everything is ready for the consumer within this 15-minute walk. So my question for those who are thinking this is great, where does the electricity come from? Is that within the 15 minutes? Hardly, right? The electricity would come from someplace else. So the people who live in this 15-minute city would never see where electricity came from. They would just use it and consume it. So where does the food come from? Is that grown in the 15-minute city? Hardly. Unless you've got a bucket on your balcony, if you have a balcony, and it's facing south. Where do the medical supplies come from? Are they made in the city? Or are they made in China? Or somewhere else in Asia or the rest of the world? Where's the trash go? Does it just get piled up in the corner of the city? Hardly, right? So the electricity is imported. The water is imported. The trash is exported. And where's the cemetery? Or is it just an incinerator? Or are the dead bodies exported for incineration, cremation, or burial? And then if they are exported for burial, do you go outside the city to the funeral? Or is there like one big cemetery in the city that is for all faiths and religions? Are there multiple crematoria based on faith, or y'all use the same one? And where does the natural gas come from to operate these cremation facilities? Where does the detergent come from to wash your clothes? And where does the sewage go? Where do the clothes come from? So if you think about this, I don't think this is totally thought out. I think it's a poorly thought out idea, because even when we had these cities that were walking distance to work and home and the restaurants and all that in the stores in the 1900, 1910, 1920s, the steel didn't come from there to make scissors. The thread didn't come from the cotton fields in the city. All that came from outside the city.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden this week will release his annual budget proposal, a document that is unlikely to gain momentum in Congress with GOP leaders. Their main complaint is Biden has already spent nearly $6 trillion since taking office, and inflation is a direct result of government overspending. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, the Republican, was in California's Simi Valley, home of the President Reagan Library. He was taking shots at the governor of California and other Democrats during the visit to the Golden State yesterday.
And if you look over the last 4 years, we've witnessed a great American exodus from states governed by leftist politicians imposing leftist ideology and delivering poor results. And you've seen massive gains in states like Florida.
California Governor Gavin Newsom responded, "You're going to get smoked by Trump," end quote. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Flash today. God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, at times when I broadcast, I do things I don't want to do. And now is one of those times. I got an email over the weekend, and it was pretty critical of Vinny. And this email is asking me to do something and blaming me for what I did. And I believe it warrants a response. Now, if the email had been just sent to me and the person said, hey, here's what's on my mind. What do you think about my thoughts? That'd be one thing. It's not the case. This email was sent to four people plus me. And that's where I feel that I need to respond to this email in public. So I'm going to read you the email, but I'm not going to use the names of the individuals in this email. So I'm going to replace the sender of this email's name with the word email sender. And I'm going to replace the person they're talking about with instructor. Here it is. Quote, wow, with the world collapsing. Oh, by the way, if it seems like I am not saying the email properly, I'm reading verbatim what it says. Except if I see something that I think is profane, I will substitute other words for that. Quote, wow, with the world collapsing, there is so much more to focus on other than instructor getting out of Vinny jail. Whether Vinny puts his big boy pants on and looks past instructor's lack of filters, BS, O, blank, ridiculous, and childish. He should listen to the words Trump has been using. Instructor wants to share with the super genius Vincent and his audience. What future tragedies are right around the corner? Instructor seems to have that ability. Like all of us, we can't the dirt under own nose. There was a time I listened to USA Prepares show every day. Now I try to listen once a week, and that's to listen to Norm's or Sergey's show. So unless Uncle Fat Sam wants to use a rubber How Vince for putting instructor on, get on with it. The time now is to gather as much info now to make your future easier to survive. March 2nd, 2023, this Aya, really great show. Vince and Kyle hit it out of the park. But I don't care about lug nuts and foreign aluminum engine block's weakness. But Jay Leno's car, awesome. The 48-volt generator, great. I bought a hand crank mill surplus gen 48-volt for the blank show, $75. I think of Vinny often whenever I talk to my friends I meet because of his expos and radio shows. Whether time is short or not, we are getting older, and when we go in the ground, it's forever, and forever is a long time. You all be safe. Email sender in his state or her state. And that's what I received. I think they're saying that, or this person is saying that I need to put an instructor on the air. Back on the air. And the instructor's not on the air because the instructor used profanity and I have a strict rule. Oh, by the way, end quote, a while back, right? The instructor has not been on the air and hasn't been heard for a couple of years because the instructor used profanity. I can't allow that. So here's my response. Quote, email sender, it's always nice to hear from you. The depth of thoughts that you put to paper warrants a response. Please read this carefully. I know that you know that the FCC rules about profanity on over the public airwaves. Those rules do not apply to the internet. When profanity is used by actors, politicians, and other lower forms of life, it is not broadcast over the air, only over the internet. And to be slightly polite, they don't spell out the whole word, but instead used asterisks to replace letters of words. I'm delighted that you're in class when Dr. Sheely and Dr. Sergey are teaching. And I'm protecting their class time by not getting all of us thrown off the air by careless violations of the FCC rules regarding profanity. Instructor has been warned by both GC engineers and me for years about not using profanity and agreed not to, and yet he continues to use it. A person who sees things in black and white, I chose to protect every one of the instructors rather than risking having USA Preparers thrown off GCN and exposing GCNs to fines and legal actions. It would have taken only one more class for everyone to be thrown off the air. With hindsight being 2020, what would you have done? Do you think it's fair to have our engineer sit with his finger set to hair trigger on the 7-second delay button for 2 hours a week to protect the network from being fined? If we were thrown off the air, would you be writing me to thank me for putting instructor on that last one last time? For your information, I have contacted instructor for years. Called and called, and left answering machine messages. He never answered the phone nor returned my calls. If you get a chance to talk with him, you might want to ask him about that. And why did I call him? To see if he wanted to come back on the air with the same no profanity clause, of course. Had you listened every day, as you used to, you would have heard me mention that on the air, that I called instructor on the phone numerous times. So if you'd like to have him back on the air, you might consider calling him and asking him to call me. Even though I didn't write the FCC rules, I agree with them. And profanity is unpresidential. When I hear a person use profanity, by habit, I think much less of them. You might be surprised how some public people behave off air versus on air. The classes that we taught about foreign cars and engines with aluminum heads may not be important to you until those engines blow. They stop running and you're stuck in traffic gridlock and can't go forward or backward. And the lug nuts that you don't care about, you will when your Ford Excursion has a flat tire and you can't loosen the lug nuts and change your own tire. And the tire stores won't put your old lug nuts back on because they ruin them when they try to take them off. By the way, if you have something to say to me, just say it to me. Calling me a super genius is very kind of you, even though I know you meant the opposite. Thank you, Vincent. So if you're wondering why I have strict, end quote, where I said Vincent, thank you, Vincent, end quote. If you're wondering why I have strict rules, it's because I behave this way. This is the way I live my life. If I hit my thumb with a hammer, I do not use profanity. It's not necessary. I mean, it hurts just as much with or without it. I do think less of people who use profanity. I really do. Because why is it that, don't they know other words? Are they limited to a thug vocabulary? Or does it show that they're big men and big women using profanity? I don't think so. I think it's not necessary. I think it's rude. I was raised in a household without it, and I've never heard my parents swear. Never. It's not necessary. I've never heard my grandparents or my aunts or uncles swear. How is that possible? Because they didn't. So if you're wondering why I am this way, the FCC has rules. There's no age limit for listening to the radio. Anybody can listen to the radio. And what I'm hearing a lot on AM and FM, although I don't hear profanity, I hear ignorance in full bloom. Radio, the people who are on radio are destroying radio, in my opinion. I can't find anything other than what we do at GCN that I would listen to. GCN is the best of the best of the best. And if you want to go to Ron Gibson's channel, where he hosts another broadcaster from another network, as well as USA Prepares, and you read the comments, the profanity is unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable what people write. Anybody can write when they're hidden by the internet. They can say whatever they want, and they do. And it's vulgar, and it's vile, and it's disgusting. But they don't say that much about USA Prepares because we set the standard. We set the standard for clean broadcasting. Now, there's no question that I have a problem with homosexuals. There's no question. And if you look at the job that Lori Lightfoot in Chicago has done, it's abysmal. If you look at the job that George Santos is trying to do, it's abysmal. If you look at his past, it's abysmal. If you look at Pete, what's his name? It's abysmal. If you look at the transportation safety in the United States, it's abysmal. Tesla's crashing into people, places, and things. Now, should not be allowed. Elon Musk should be arrested. The Teslas should be shut down. They should be shut down. Because they're electric missiles. Profanity has no place over the public airwaves. And I'm doing my best to keep it that way.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I got another email over the weekend from a student. And a student asked me about a product or series of products. And there's an interview on the internet of the originators of this small company that manufactures these devices that allegedly protect you from electromagnetic fields that are omnipresent. And the instructor sent this email to me as well as some of the other instructors at USA Prepares and asked me my thoughts. So what we're talking about is a small pendant that you can wear around your neck that allegedly has natural elements in it. Iron oxide is one. Now, what's iron oxide? That's like rust. Okay? That's natural. And there's some other metals in this, and so they're mixed together, and they are mixed with an epoxy. They're put into a pendant, and you can wear this little thing. So think of it maybe like a quarter. You know, a quarter dollar around your neck. That piece of American currency. Well, I have slightly larger ones that you can put in your bed and absorb electromagnetic radiation. So the question were, what are my thoughts about this? And here's the email I responded. Quote, "Gentlemen, you already know what my thoughts are on this. I watched as much of the video as I could stand. And here's my take on it. The two inventors do not have the lexicon of inventors, nor do they have the delivery. Are they first name only types?" And then I'm going to use the name broadcaster because I'm not going to mention the broadcaster who did the interview. Broadcaster lost some credibility with me, even though he had all manner of disclaimers. An antenna or pendant or disc does not vacuum up all of the radio frequencies in a room. It just absorbs some frequencies or energies that land on it. And only it. Some it reflects. Rust, which is iron oxide, absorbs and reflects radio waves. So does aluminum oxide. So if one puts a penny in a shirt pocket, RF will be absorbed and transmitted and transformed and reflected by it, but will have little effect on all the area surrounding that penny. I've been contacted by a sponsor who wants to give me half of the take on sales. My answer is no. These guys are offering one quarter of the take to affiliates. The bottom line to me is that I'm surprised that broadcaster gave them some of his credibility. Now, broadcaster has less. Thank you, Vincent. In short, what I'm saying is, if you put an antenna, whether it be the size of a dime, nickel, quarter, or a dinner plate, it will not absorb all of the electromagnetic radiation in the room. It will only absorb or reflect or transmit or transform the electrical energy that lands on that device. That's it, period. Now, the proof of that is if you have a radio, a portable radio in your room, say it's a bedroom, and you've tuned it to FM radio, and you have it tuned to 98.6 FM, for example, and you get another radio, and you put it right next to it, you'll be able to get 98.6. Now, how is that possible? Because the antenna of the first radio does not absorb all the electromagnetic radiation in the room. It only absorbs what hits that antenna. So, when I was at this former instructor's house, a different former instructor, and there's plenty of them, they had this thing the size of a postage stamp, about as thick as a postage stamp, and a little bit smaller than a postage stamp. And this instructor's wife bought this thing at a convention, and it was supposed to protect a person by just putting it in the wallet and then carrying the wallet around. So you put it in the wallet so you don't lose it, because it's tiny, and it will protect you. Absolute nonsense. Just like that radio example I just gave you. Absolute nonsense. And you know what? The person that paid a lot of money for this little tiny ridiculous miracle that is not a miracle did not want to believe that it flat out wouldn't work. So what we did was we stuck it on the window, and I said, see if your cell phone works. And you know what? Their cell phone still worked, even though this little device absorbed all the electromagnetic radiation in the room. So it claimed. There's a lot of hoodwinking out there. Don't be a victim. Don't be a victim to being hoodwinked. So those are a few lessons that will be added to 5-Minute University. Things that don't work.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.